Andre Segovia Show.
Welcome to the program where we deal with the issues you should care about. It is so good to be sitting behind this microphone once again. It's been 10 years since I signed off, and I want to just do a quick recap. This was a program where I dealt with economics, foreign policy, Middle Eastern news, most of all politics, and that's what the show was known for. Simultaneously with that show, I was also doing another show called The Critic Corner, which was Hollywood entertainment. I was in touch with studios. I was part of viral marketing campaigns for some films, most famously for The Dark Knight, which was my favorite campaign to run. It was just a wonderful time for me to experience, and it really helped to focus on something that I loved, like entertainment, with my favorite movies, because it was a complete opposite end of the spectrum of the heated, argumentative and angry debates and the shouting that used to happen on the political side of things. Once all that unfortunately wrapped up because time changed for me, I ended up turning my show into a newsreel where I just kept reporting the news. I did the newsreel for about 10 years. Very few podcast episodes were published, but also in the past 2 years, I was able to host a YouTube show. Now, this is where things really took off for me, because in a handful of videos, I amassed nearly 1 million views. So it's been such an amazing experience. It got to the point where I wanted to bring it all in again. I wanted to be able to take the concept of what my previous shows used to be and bring it into the shows that I was doing now. But I realized that it's going to need a rebrand. It was going to need a lot of refinement and finesse. And it took a long time for me to finally get to the point where, you know, I needed to invest a lot into this. Because up until this point, this is a 17-year passion project that I never received a penny for from the public. It was more of a public service overall, something that I enjoy doing and sharing with everybody. But I could only do it for so long. Because one of the major, major changes in the past 10 years in my life, I got married. And in getting married, I started a family. I have 3 kids now. They're, as of this recording, their ages are 5, 3, and 1. So they're 2 years apart, each of them. And of course, they take up time as well. Of course, I have to remember I am a husband to a beautiful wife. And on top of that, I also have multiple responsibilities. I wear different hats, even though these companies are all in the same industry, so to speak, in the world of real estate. I manage a construction company. I'm also a property manager. I am an associate broker in a real estate office in Orange County. So I have all those responsibilities. I'm a full-time father and I'm a husband. And I somehow still found time to be able to write and publish books. Like, how do I find all this time? There's a lot of these secrets I'm excited to share with all of you, because it's called time management, which I'll be educating all of you along the way. Here's the thing that I'm so excited to share with all of you, because I have so many things that I do and I share, but I want to be able to do more for you. And in it, it's bringing all my passion projects and bringing it into the industry that I most have an impact in changing people's lives, and that's real estate. See, in the concepts of everything that I've ever done, I feel I found the avenue and being able to bring all of this together to be able to be a positive influence, most of all, to all of you. And this is where it all comes to a head. This has been, again, a passion project 17 years in the making, but in the past year, evolving to something greater than I ever thought it would be. So I'm taking all the skill sets that I've learned in every single individual show that I've done over the past 17 years, from the early newsletter that I started, to the podcast that I've done, to the YouTube videos that I produced. I want to help you, the public, by informing you, educating you, coaching you, motivating you, and inspiring you, mostly through real estate, but also to help in your lives and manage things better. Because it's one thing to say, hey, go get into real estate. But the thing is, there's preparation also required to do that. And the preparation that's required to do so are techniques and concepts and procedures you can apply to different areas of your life in terms of preparedness. Because one of the major things that I want to share with you in a different episode, it won't be in this one, but I'll tease it here, is that in the past 2 years, I have the biggest life change I've had since getting married. Because it's one thing to talk about like what I do for work. The question is how I do these things for work as well. And hopefully in sharing these stories with all of you, you'll be inspired and motivated to pursue your career, your goals, your aspirations, all those things. And to know that, hey, Andres can do it, so can I. And that's kind of what I encourage people to do, because there's always a lot of news out there, negative mostly, which is why I wanted to change a lot of the scope for my new venture into the Andres Segovia Show, dealing with the issues you should care about. And in this case, the thing you should care about is you, number one, the one you neglect, that you see in the mirror every single day and sometimes forget about. You can forget about it by malnutrition, lack of rest, lack of focus, lack of motivation. No, it's the lack of a positive mindset. And I'm not saying positivity is the answer either. I mean, something that takes you and motivates you to do better in life, that has an impact on those around you that mean the most to you. So that's what I'm getting at. That's what I want to achieve with this show. It's a public service for you. And along the way, you get to be educated about real estate. And hey, maybe even get a chance to work with me on real estate deals. This show is targeted not just to prospect clients. I'm not talking to just buyers and sellers, to tenants, to landlords, to investors. I'm not just talking to those of you. I'm talking to my colleagues in real estate. I don't see them as competitors. Guys, I don't see you as my competitor. I got a listing. I need you to bring the buyer. Let's make this deal happen. There's a mortgage lender. Hey, if something happens with mine and I need another reference that can help me out, or my escrow for some reason isn't doing their job, I need to be able to have that person that can jump in and save the deal. We are all in this together. I blend in the old school and new school techniques of real estate. I still believe in FaceTiming with people, not the iPhone stuff. I'm talking about literally being able to sit across from somebody and not hide behind an avatar on some social media channel. You know, I like being able to have face-to-face. I want people to be able to trust to not talking to a robot. I am human. I bleed just like everybody else does. I also believe in what the internet is able to do as a tool, an asset of those of us in the industry to be able to reach out more. And that's the thing, that we should really level up our game. And I want to show my colleagues how they can do it. I want to show you guys how to be able to do your job better. And in doing so, those of you that are on the outside looking in, prospect clients, for you to be able to hold agents to that standard. This is a real estate show that's meant for everybody, and in doing so, hopefully influence you in your life to do better. I've been called the honest broker, and I take that with a grain of salt as well. Look, there's a lot of good people that work in real estate. It's just that the bad ones give us a bad name. I've been a guy that's been criticized for turning deals down. It's like, oh my gosh, you're an idiot. Why did you do that? It's like, because I don't see my individual as just another transaction. I see them as a human being with needs. No, I don't want to put a buyer into a home they can't afford. If it's not their time, I'm going to consult them as to why not or why they can't. And in the case of selling, I don't want someone has poured their blood, sweat, and tears into a house and they want to short sell it just because they have fears over XYZ things that are going to happen on the line. No, I will inform them and educate them as to why they should hang on to their house and they shouldn't fear certain catastrophic events that might happen. That's what insurances are for. I'm not a lawyer chasing ambulances, so I'm not chasing those for sell by owner signs like, oh my gosh, here, let me help you. It's like, no, I want to talk to you in a language that you'll understand without babying you also, because I think you'll view as smarter than the average bear. That is what this show is. I'm going to have different segments. Some are going to be more heavy on real estate material, such as my segments called Real Estate 101, where I'm definitely going to educate you about real estate in that sense. But I'm also going to have affirmation segments. I'm about to transition into telling you why real estate is the most secure way to secure wealth and grow wealth over time, why it's the best financial plan for you in your life. But before I do so, I'm taking a moment right now to plug in my books, because I've developed a series called The Many Misadventures of Enoch Bellagio, an inspiration that came from watching a of all things, a Korean soap opera that my wife encouraged me to watch. But it was so inspiring for me to be able to tell a story that I've had in my heart for so long. One of them is called Finding Love, But Not Really. That's literally the title. The second book is called There and Back Again, both of them by yours truly. If you buy the print version, here's a deal I do for you. The Kindle version is available for $2.99. But you buy the print version, you get the Kindle version for 99 cents. It helps me a great deal to be able to continue producing the next book and then the next book after that, because this has morphed into a series of 6 books. It's a book every year for the next 3 years. It's literally about Enoch Bellagio, a dude that has a depressing, pessimistic view of life and of himself, and being in a new school with new people, he was hoping to have a new beginning. Little did he know that he was going to have life-altering events all around him and unexplained phenomenon that continue to impact him along his journey, especially in the search for what he believes is love. A lot of the events in these books are inspired by true events, which is why I enjoy the conversations that it's inspiring, and the people that have been impacted by the book have really motivated me to keep writing. You can check out the reviews on Amazon. Don't take my word for it. Take theirs. Amazon.com, The Many Misadventures of Enoch Bellagio. Buy the print version for $9.99. Get the Kindle version for 99 cents. But now we transition to, what is real estate all about? Real estate is considerably less liquid of an investment than say stocks. Liquidity means how quickly you can move your money. The difference between stocks and real estate is that stocks is quite literally gambling. In the case of real estate, something different, something tangible. You play your cards right, you'll be on the path to wealth. I'll educate you about different ways into getting into real estate in future episodes, but I just want to tell you a story about someone that took their chances on real estate and made an impact on his family the world over. And I'm telling a story of my father. My father was born and raised in Central America, specifically El Salvador. He's one of 7 children. They live on a ranch in El Salvador. In the 1970s, there was a strong movement of communism. And as communism was continuing to march all over the world, literally South America and Central America were up in flames and different civil wars, as different uprisings were happening. My dad's family was caught in the middle of this. They did not side with either party. The government ended up basically eminent domaining or stealing my family's land and left them homeless. And my grandfather, who I'm named after, did not believe in getting help from anybody either. He believed in the hard work from the sweat of your brow, you'll be able to get ahead. That's exactly what he did. My family, thank God, were able to move from their hardships and move forward. So my father ended up getting a job at Hotel Imperial, or the Imperial Hotel, I believe it was in San Salvador, which is the capital of El Salvador. This one time, a apparent Secret Service agent did stay there, and for some reason, eyed my father for whatever reason. He ended up checking out, but shortly thereafter, 2 other members of the Secret Service came in and actually arrested him. What I like to say is kidnap him. They put him in a vehicle, drove him to an offsite place, and put him in a room where they tortured him for 16 hours. They had told him that he will never see the light of day, that they were going to kill him for whatever reason it was. He had friends in high places that ended up getting him out of there. And as soon as they told him that you can't stay in El Salvador, you have to get out of here. So my father got his papers and was able to reach out to some friends in Mexico and try to make an honest living from there. So when he went to Mexico, unfortunately, the continued conflicts were reaching some of the lower points of Mexico. And it's the friends there had told my father, like, look, you know what? You're not going to find much of anything for you here. You're going to have to go to the United States. He ended up around Los Angeles. It was ABC Nursery that gave him his first job. In there, he actually started fixing certain things as kind of like a handyman. He was pretty good at it. So he ended up becoming a door-to-door sales guy, in this case, a handyman, door-to-door handyman. And he was in West Los Angeles, and going door-to-door, and there was a family called the Langs. They were very happy with his work. They gave him his first investment to legitimizing himself, which he did. He ended up calling JS Maintenance. And this is the humble roots of where his construction company come from. He started adopting construction because he ended up learning tools of the trade in construction. And when he became a licensed contractor, he turned it into JS Construction and dropped maintenance altogether because he just got busy with that. And 25 years later, that company is still going strong. So it's been an amazing start. But that's what he ended up doing for work. What he ended up getting exposed to via his work in maintenance and construction was real estate itself. Because he was able to make relationships with people that give him access to certain things he didn't see before. He saw opportunities to buy property. And he bought his first property, which was a triplex. I was about 4 or 5 years old when we moved to this triplex in what was known then as South Central Los Angeles. A gang-ridden area, a lot of drugs, run-down neighborhoods. He was able to live in one, rent the other two. Able to get some income out of it to be able to buy his next property. And then he bought a next one and a next one. And some of the property he bought along the way were flips. So he was able to turn some of those investments over into a capital gain. And some of those capital gains went on to buy his permanent house. We moved over to Orange County for a better life. And my parents have lived in Orange County ever since. So he was able to grow his wealth through real estate and give his family a better life. And I don't just mean here. I'm talking about the money he was shoveling to send back to help his family in El Salvador. He was able to pull so many of them out of poverty. Some people have habits that never change, so they never got out of their habits. But for the most part, he got the majority of his family out, where his parents were able to enjoy a life they couldn't enjoy before. One with less responsibility than before. But he could not do this, A, without the grace of God, and B, real estate. Real estate was the avenue that God gave my father to be able to achieve all this. And you can too. It's called the American dream. Some people just don't understand it as well as you should. And some people have to say that it's over. It's not happening. And there's a lot of anti-homeownership sentiment out there that drive a lot of negative articles that discourage from buying a home. Even from some investors that I found. It's really disappointing and disheartening. I want to tell you why you shouldn't listen to some of these myths that are perpetuated every single day via the media, via the internet, that the things that you find via Google, Bing, or whatever it is that you search for, resources and education, some of these things are definitely misinformed or misguided or have an agenda against certain things. And in some cases, some investors are saying the truth in those negative stories as well. They just don't have the punchline to tell you what you should be doing. And that's what this show intends to do. You can do it. It's the question of when and are you prepared? Those are the two things that you truly have to know. And I'm going to show you on this show. But if you are already one of those that's prepared to dive into real estate but don't know if it's the right time, hey, guess what? You're talking to a broker here. And I'm giving you an opportunity to be able to reach out to me directly. My number is 714-512-2041. 714-512-2041. You can go to my direct website for all things real estate, which is SegoviaRES.com. That's SegoviaRES.com. You can find all my contact information there. You can find resources regarding buying, selling, including something we do at Mark One Real Estate. What we do was called the Wealth Academy, something that is able to explain to you the journey of investment or financial planning via real estate and show you how you can build that path to wealth through real estate. Whether you have a home or don't have a home, the news is the same for you. The point is to be prepared. And if you're ready to make that step into real estate, give me a call. If not, email me, andres@segoviares.com. andres@segoviares.com. You can just write to me and say, hey, Andres, I want to talk real estate with you. Is it the right time for me? Yes or no? Boom. Let's talk. If I'm not the guy for you, there's 33,000 other agents in Orange County that you can go turn to.
Real estate license number 01909449.
This is the Andres Segovia Show. Like, share, subscribe, wherever you may be, to stay in the know, and you will be in the know, and I'll see you on the next episode.